So here we are. I have you tied to restraints on the ceiling, blindfolded, just the way I want you. And our other couple for tonight have already disrobed and are waiting for my command. Scott and Cassie, on your knees. You won't know who's in front of you, Scott or Cassie. Which one was now kneeling in front of your hard, erect cock? Scott and Cassie were a lovely, submissive couple we were playing with for the first time. When we found out about each other and got to know each other, they made it clear that they would both like to submit to us. For what this couple wants, I would need them all submitting to me, including you. We were here tonight to help them live out their fantasy. You three are here to serve at my pleasure. If you don't comply, then none of us will receive the level of pleasure I want us to. So listen carefully and do exactly as I say. I walk to your side and slide my finger down your cock, noticing the pre-cum that has accumulated. I place it on your lips and wipe it on the bottom lip. Tell me what you taste, baby. That's right. It tastes delicious, you say, as your tongue lingers on your lips. That's right, baby. You look very excited. Very excited indeed. You, looking at her, start stroking his cock, pointing to her husband. She nods and immediately begins caressing Scott's hard cock. I glance over and see your lips part, thinking your cock was about to be stroked. Instead, your cock remains waiting, wanting. I watch as Scott's mouth opens and see a small licking of his lips. He knows what's next. You, pointing to him, begin sucking my husband's sexy, hard cock. Scott looks at me briefly, then his wife for approval. Don't look at her. This isn't her show. She's already made it perfectly clear how much she wants this. We both know how wet her pussy is right now. Do as you're told. Suck his cock. Now. Scott leans forward and takes hold of it with his hand. He then takes a tentative lick with his tongue, obviously savoring the taste. I hear you take a quick intake of breath. You like that, baby? I know you do. I say while keeping my eyes on Cassie, who's watching her husband suck on your cock for the first time. She continues stroking her husband's cock, although she slowed down a little, which is acceptable at this time. In awe of what she is about to watch. Scott then swirls his tongue around the head of your cock, getting it nice and wet. Then I see him slowly open his jaw and begin to explore this new cock. Cassie's mouth parts, and I can hear her increase breath while standing beside you. How sexy you look, sucking on my husband's cock. Don't you think so? I say while looking intently at Cassie. This is what you wanted to see, isn't it? You wanted to see your husband on his knees. A nice, long, thick, hard cock sliding into his mouth. You're so fucking wet that I can smell your excitement from here. I slide my hand under your balls and then my other hand on the back of Scott's head, guiding his mouth on your cock. I lazily stroke your balls with my fingers, always a light touch with your balls. I whisper to Scott, I know how good his cock tastes. It's wonderful, isn't it? How silky, yet so hard it feels in your mouth. I want you to get that as far down your throat as you can. You've seen me work, seen how far I can go. I want you to try just as hard. Use your tongue and be very careful of your teeth. Do not bruise this cock. I have plans for fucking it later. I glance over at Cassie. Cassie, stop what you're doing! I find her sliding her fingers inside her pussy. I did not give you permission. She stopped as soon as I caught her, and after a moment's hesitation, she removes her fingers. Your focus right now should be on stroking your husband's cock while you watch him give his first ever blowjob. You do not have my permission to play with yourself. She nods, but no reply. Am I understood? She says she understands. Good girl. I turn back to Scott, now eagerly working your cock, my hand continuing to remain in his hair, guiding his head. Look at me. Scott opens his eyes and looks up at me. Do you know how sexy this is? How much you're pleasing me? How much you're pleasing your wife? How much you're pleasuring my husband. Isn't he, baby? I say to you as I continue fondling your balls. Very good. I want you both to get very close to the edge. But not over. You mustn't come without permission. So my darling husband, when you're even remotely close, you will tell me. And Scott, when you are close, you will raise your free hand. Scott, raise your hand now if you understand. Good boy. Put your hand down. I watch your body begin to shudder and shake in this standing position, your cock being worked almost skillfully. It's so fucking hot. Your balls feel heavy in my hand. I know how much you need to come. How you've been imagining this moment. I hear you tell me you're close. My husband, who's never had his cock sucked by a man, is about to come in another man's mouth. Good boy. I look at Scott. Do you hear that, Scott? He's about to come in your mouth. You are pleasing him so much with your fucking mouth, he's going to give you his cum. Remember to raise your hand when you're close, Scott. Do not come before I tell you to. I place my lips as close to your ear as I can. Come for me, baby. Please me. Show Scott how good you made. He made you feel. I see Scott raise his hand. Cassie, let go of his cock. Now. I don't want him to come yet. Not until he's taken my husband's load. I feel your balls tighten and your cock looks harder. And then you explode. I hear you moan and hear Scott moan as well as he works to suck your cock clean. Your body rocks and your hands grip the straps keeping you attached to the ceiling. I picture rope after rope from your cock spurting into Scott's mouth. And I push away a thought of jealousy. I usually swallow. Keep going, Scott. You're not done sucking until I tell you to. I release your balls and whisper again, good boy. I pull your blindfold away and you blink as your eyes adjust to the light. Now, Cassie is my focus. Cassie? I want your mouth on Scott's cock now. It's time to show him how proud you are. She bends over immediately and begins working his cock. I then walk around Cassie and kneel behind her ass. My God, Cassie, you smell tantalizing. I slide my right thigh against her backside and slide my fingers straight into her sopping cunt. You're soaked. Such a good girl. So fucking wet over watching your husband take my husband's cock. You like that, didn't you, Cassie? My finger slides faster and faster inside her pussy. Three fingers now sliding inside, fucking her hard with my fingers. Her moaning on her husband's cock. My attention turns back to you and Scott. Your cock now loosely hanging in his mouth. Keep going, Scott. I don't want to see one drop of cum on that cock. You aren't allowed to finish until I'm sure it's perfectly clean. And well, you aren't allowed to finish until you come with a cock in your mouth. Now use your hands to massage his balls carefully. Make sure you get it all. He works harder, eagerly sucking your cock as his wife works his. I continue fucking her pussy as fast and as hard as I can, just as she likes it. And she suddenly explodes on my fingers. Her moans fill the room. They are so loud. Oh, good girl. Don't stop sucking on that cock. I'm not stopping. Give me another one. Come on, baby girl. Come for me. Do you hear that, Scott? Hear how excited you got her? I look at you as you watch Scott continue working on your cock. I think I even see your cock hardening again. And Cassie's moans must be working for you too. I put my free hand down on Cassie's back. I know Scott is getting close, and she usually doesn't swallow. She will today. Scott starts to raise his hand again. Scott, take that cock. Keep sucking. And Cassie, get ready to finish your husband. I want you to swallow every drop. I see her balk, shake her head, feel her push back on my hand. Don't tell me no, Cassie. You will swallow his cum like he swallowed my husband's. Show him how much you love him. Show him how much he's excited you. I feel her body relax, but keep my hand on her back, caressing it now lightly with my hand. Then I feel her body tense up again as she comes. Her pussy clenches so tight against my fingers, I struggle to keep them inside her. Again, Cassie, I want it again. Come all over my fingers. My hand is drenched, completely covered in her wetness. Then I hear Scott. I look up and watch as his body convulses. See Cassie ride the wave with him, and I keep a firm grip on her back. That's right, you two. Good boy, fill your wife with cum. See how much she loves you? Come on, Cassie. My hand and arm are tired, but I don't care. I push through it. She will give me one more. Scott, you're all done. You have pleased me enormously. Release my husband's cock and sit there while your wife finishes cleaning your cock. Cassie. Oh, my dear. Make sure he's all clean, and I want you to come for me, baby. Come for all of us one more time. Let us hear you. A few moments later, she convulses again. A luscious sound escapes her lips as she comes again. Her pussy once again clamping down on my fingers. I slow down the movement of my fingers, letting her ride it out, but bringing her down slowly. She releases her husband's cock, but remains hunched over him. I massage her upper back. Such a good girl. I stand up and look down at them. Scott, kiss your wife. Let her taste you, and you, her. He helps her up and he wraps his hands around her face. And then they begin a soft but gentle explorative kiss, which quickly builds as I watch them. I smile and stand by you again. I raise up my fingers and slide two in your mouth. No words required. You know to suck them clean. Once you're done, I reach up and release one arm. You can remove the other restraint, baby. I'm so tired. I walk over to the bed and lie down, utterly spent after this scene. The images fill in my mind. So many firsts. First time my husband came in another man's mouth. First time Scott sucked on a man and made him come. And a rare opportunity that his wife has ever finished him and swallowed him. The first time I directed a scene such as this. My mind is filled with these images. And I am wetter than I ever imagined.